I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Rwanda's 1994 genocide might seem like old history now. Think of it this way. Today's high school students weren't even born then. But that history is still on trial, literally. Today in France, the trial of Pascal Simbikangwa began. He's a former Rwandan intelligence chief charged with complicity in the genocide. Simbikangwa denies the charges. New Yorker staff writer Philip Gurevich has been following the trial of the former Rwandan army captain.
He is in a wheelchair. That's because of a car accident that happened in the late 1980s. So it did not interfere with his becoming a very vicious, by all accounts, torturer and interrogator and promoter of the genocide. There are terrible stories of him going up into the hills to where he had a farm in the Northwest and making people kneel beside his chair so that he could beat them. He was also a sponsor or a brain behind the propaganda radio station, Radio Milcoline, which was one of the main instruments for propagandizing and actually for directing the genocide as it took place in 94. He was reported to have gone to a lot of roadblocks, which were the places that a lot of the killing was taking place. They were the locus for it, and urging people on in their killing of Tutsis.
So he was living under an alias on the French Indian Ocean island of Mayotte. How did he get tracked down?
Apparently, he had a clandestine operation producing and providing on a fairly large scale false identity papers, like the one he was living under, for fellow Rwandan genocidal fugitives. He had an Interpol arrest warrant out for him. He was significant enough that he was on the radar. And understandably, if you arrest somebody for peddling false identification papers, you check their identity. And he was relatively quickly identified as being who he is, not this man who was calling himself Safari, but Captain Simbikangwa.
Why is this trial happening in France and not The Hague?
The Hague doesn't have a jurisdiction over Rwanda as such. Rwanda had, of course, requested extradition, and France decided to try him themselves. And that's really what makes this trial most significant. It is that France, which was a patron of the genocidal regime and a defender of it, even at its darkest and most criminal period during the height of the killing, and ran a lot of cover for the genocidal fugitives and for ideologues of the genocide in its aftermath, has never before really reckoned directly with the genocide in its own official capacity. And prosecuting this case there, as other European countries have done, really, it's not the first genocide trial in the world, but it's the first that really closes down that enormous space that France had given for a kind of leeway and ambiguity in the contest over the history of the genocide.
So is this France acting out of guilt here in some way?
I can't ascribe a motive, but it certainly is a shift in the coming to terms with it. They've refused in the past to prosecute on their own territory. They've been very slow and reluctant to turn anybody over, either to the Rwanda tribunal. They did a few, but they were always a difficult negotiation partner in that. And they have always denied any of their own very, very, very heavy, dirty baggage with the genocide. This is a country whose president at the time, Mitterrand, it was quoted saying, you know, a genocide in a little country like this, it's not so important.
There's a lot of concern, Philip, that Rwanda and the current Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, has evolved into an authoritarian leader who tolerates no real opposition. What's at stake in this trial for Kagame?
I don't see that this trial happening really has major domestic consequences in any direct sense for Rwanda. But I think in a country that has for 20 years been grappling with the legacy of this genocide and where the idea that the genocide can be spun for political purposes and that there are people still allied with that and who want to undermine Rwanda or who want to infiltrate that back into its politics, and that they had always found cover in one way or another in France. That seems to me to be the possible consequence of this trial, as opposed to simply being a criminal trial that brings one more person to account.
Philip, thanks so much for telling us about the trial of Pascal Simbikangwa. Appreciate it.
Pleasure talking to you.
Philip Gurevich is a staff writer for The New Yorker magazine.